This is Wade Bethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two former aides to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie were convicted on all counts by a jury for closing the George Washington Bridge in a political vendetta with a local mayor. Federal jury found that Rolling Stone magazine, its publisher and reporter, defamed a University of Virginia administrator who sued them for $7.5 million over a discredited story about gang rape at a fraternity house. The jobless rate in the U.S. has fallen to 4.9% for October, the lowest figure since February 2008. Tens of thousands of conservative Islamic Indonesians marched in Jakarta demanding that the city's first Christian governor be jailed for blasphemy. Vandalism is being used as protest in Boyle Heights, a lower-income neighborhood in Los Angeles, over gentrification, particularly about museums and galleries being located in this largely Mexican-American community. A federal judge in North Carolina barred three counties from invoking the voting rights of thousands of residents whose eligibility had been challenged by Republican political operatives only weeks before the presidential election. In two other election eve decisions, Arizona was not allowed to block third parties from delivering absentee ballots through the polls, and all parties in Ohio were barred from intimidating voters. The Supreme Court heard arguments and responded sympathetically to a case brought for a child with cerebral palsy who was denied use of a service dog in elementary school by a lengthy administrative procedure. It cost the U.S. Forest Service a record $1.7 billion to fight forest fires in 2015. The most expensive fire fine anywhere was $260 million to suppress a fire in a state park near Big Sur, California in 2016. In Florida, at least 200,000 more Hispanics had voted early than did during the entire early voting period 4 years ago. The Latino share of the early vote was 3% higher in Arizona than it was 4 years ago. Five states with surging Hispanic populations, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada, had already cast ballots equivalent to over 50% of their total turnout from 2012. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.